Meatheads are here. The Meatheads are here.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Andy. And you can smell those delicious sauces in the air.
Andy, one of the meat purveyors, providers, slicers, dicers, and marinators from, to my knowledge, limited though it may be, the greatest butcher shop in all of the Americas.
It definitely is.
North and South.
You've been going there for years,
my
right?
whole life.
Your whole
North
life.
And South, the old location and now the new location. Mm-hmm. This is where my family went. We're gonna go get something. I have to go to Palina Meat Market to go get it.
You got it. A guy. You're all hooked up with the meat in the meat department.
Rose the man. Anytime he comes in, whatever he needs, we'll hook him right up.
Right.
All set.
I walk in there, and then all of a sudden, like the clouds part, and they have a chorus that starts singing.
They say, "Take a number."
Roll, step right up, and here's your number. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Treat him just like a star that he deserves.
Exactly. And like, I get the number like 98, and then I look at the board. Number two.
And you're like, see the pool I got around here?
Yeah.
But it does seem like the small quality butchers are taking off, even though you guys have been a mainstay. You've been around for years and people loved and trusted you. But it feels like that's sort of building in America, but certainly in Chicago.
The small independent ones, there's definitely more of them popping up rather than for a while there. They were dissipating. They were disappearing. We were, getting pretty rare.
I felt like that. My dad used to go to a butcher, and that shop closed down. And then now it feels like there's a resurgence, and it's really nice because you can get things at Paulina Meat Market. You can't get everywhere else.
Well, because we still get in the whole animal, and we butchered there. We hand cut all the steaks. So if you want a special cut, we can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the even the like the Whole Foods and all those, which are all great,
they are.
But that's still a grocery chain. Mariano, same way.
Correct.
Still a grocery chain that is, even though their meat's better than, sort of your average grocery store, it's never going to be as good as the meat markets themselves, right? And you guys
right,
cure
because we're
and
picking,
smoke.
We're picking the cattle ourselves.
Right.
So, and we can still spot, hey, this is a good one. We're going to take that one. We're going to sell that, That's the way it's going to work, the way it works.
All right. Now, you brought in some sausage. You brought in this lamb. Now what? Okay, all right. So now let's talk about Memorial Day here. People are going to be grilling. Now this lamb is an interesting thing to do on Memorial Day. How does one do this? What you've done here?
You could do it on a grill. You could do it on a spit. You could do the whole leg of lamb, boneless leg of lamb. It's tied up. We tie it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
The marinades we got that I brought in is a roasted citrus marinade, mm-hmm. which is very good by Stonewall Kitchen. They got a lot of great marinades.
Sort of a Thai hit to it, which makes it really interesting. Because citrus and the spices are sort of almost a Thai-based spices, and it's really good.
Well, Saturday at the shop, we'll be showing you how to grill something like that. We're actually going to do a whole goat on a spit out in the front of the shop. It's going to be great. No. We're trying to get rid of the curse.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing there.
You see?
Oh.
Yeah. See, now that's all right.
Right.
Because I just got to say, you don't want, because when you go by that, especially the little kids go, oh my God, my God!
Yeah.
It does sort of freak you out. I mean, I grew up in a Greek American family, and we're used to the lambs on the spit all the time, but you see the whole animal, and sometimes you don't want to.
Right. Sometimes you don't want to, but it's kind of cool looking anyway.
This is sort of very interesting.
We're also going to be doing our special, the wieners that we have on special this month, the sriracha wiener, mm-hmm. which is one that I brought for
so
you to taste.
What else does it have in it?
And onion.
Onion inside, and then a little bit of cheese inside too?
No, not on the sriracha. The other ones have the cheese.
What's the one with the yellow in it? What's going on
there? The one with the yellow in it is that's a firecracker.
Oh.
That's one of our new sausages. And then we're going to do the chili wiener, and we're doing our regular.
So for people who want spicy. You got it all covered.
We're doing
that's
a regular wiener,
though, isn't
it? Yeah, sriracha is getting more and more popular. A lot of your chefs are using it on a lot of their dishes. And the other one we're doing is the what is the other one? We got four of them that are on sale. So
all right,
sauces.
See here, it's absolutely fine. I don't. Hungarian,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
See,
that's
what
a good one.
What's the
Thank
Hungarian?
You. The Hungarian has garlic and oh my gosh, garlic and paprika in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
That's very, very good.
That's damn. Yeah, that's nice.
I want to ask you about. Go ahead.
We're going to have, we'll be doing those, cooking those out, selling those. We'll have the guys, the barbecue sauces, they'll be out there. We're going to have like a little competition between the sauces. You'll try the sauce. We'll have pulled pork out there to test it with. You're going to pick the one you like the best, and whichever one wins, mm-hmm. we're going to do a donation to their charity, and we're going to put their barbecue sauce on sale for June.
So nice. You got Smoke Daddy, Old Arthur's, Pig Chaser, Lily Q, and Jersey Mary. And I got to just tell you this. Old right. Arthur's competed at Windy City Live against a bunch of other products, not barbecue sauces, but other products to be featured by Peapod. And they won. And I just want to tell you, they are spectacular. This yeah. is a recipe from an American slave who became who started working in the house because he had come up with this sauce, and it's passed down through three generations of men in this family. And then they decided, you know, we should market this thing.
Yeah.
And it is spectacular.
What does it taste like?
It wins automatically for me.
Well, what you need to do is come down and try the other sausage and that one and cast your vote for Old Arthur.
He seems like he already wants to cast his vote before he even experiences it.
Hey, listen, Andy, it's like Chicago. They already won. You know what I mean?
Okay, I hear you.
He's trying to put out the word.
The typical politics.
Yes, that's how we do it. All right, so now this is going to be on Saturday or Sunday that you're doing this?
This is Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
We will be open this Sunday, though, because we're closed Memorial Day Monday.
Got it.
We'll be open from 9 to 2 on Sunday.
Got it.
So in case you've forgotten anything that you need for Memorial Day, you come in on Sunday. We also have another new product. We just brought in Wagyu beef.
Oh, that's the shop.
Yeah, that's big time.
Where's that from?
It was initially started in Japan. Right. But they're doing a version of it now in Texas. And that's what we've got. And it is spectacular. You look at it.
They've gotten the bloodlines from Japan originally, and now they're just raising them.
In Texas,
right? Oh, right, and the marbling in it is unbelievable. Just looks fantastic.
You hear such good things about that.
Yeah,
it's so soft.
That's right. That's what it is.
Yeah. But you have other things there at the meat market as well. You have vegetables and things like that. And I always feel like everything tastes better on the grill. Even watermelon I had for the first time last year on the grill. It was so good. Mm-hmm. Cauliflower. Mm-hmm. Can you pick up some other stuff there for like your sides?
We have a whole variety of salads. We got potato salads. We got macaroni salads. We got homemade coleslaws that we make.
The coleslaw is the best.
All the potato salads we make there. We got a summertime pasta salad, which is fantastic. That's got little pieces of sausage in it, little bits of the andouille in there.
You keep screwing her up on her vegetarianism here. Did you ever notice that? You
no.
Get, but you get really do, close, yeah. and then the next
no,
thing
it
you
doesn't.
Know.
It no, does, we do, no, no,
we,
no.
We do have plenty
close.
Of the salads that do not have meat in them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are vegetarians. I'm not like on
creamy
an island.
Creamy coleslaw summertime coleslaw. What else we got?
That's what I love. You can shop for everybody with all their different tastes.
Well, we're trying to make it a one-stop shop. We even have dairy products there.
Mm-hmm. They got the potato salad. So good. But every once in a while, you get like bacon or something in it, right? Isn't there some sort of there's one potato salad?
It's a German.
Yeah.
German potato salad has bacon in it.
Yeah.
You can heat that up.
Oh,
you don't have to eat it just cold. You
no.
can heat it up.
It's better heated up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Saturday is going to be should be a very, very good day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a circus there. There's going to be a lot of things to see.
Mommy, what's on the spit? What is that? Don't worry about it, kid. Fine.
There you go.
What about a grilling technique for us, Andy? I'm always looking for good tips.
Hold on one second. Let's do that on the other side.
All
That's
right.
an excellent question Anna's asking because people.
He's the guy.
And if you got a question about how to grill something, Andy will answer it for you right now. 312-981-7200. If you want to jump on the lines right now, Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. Our main man, Andy, is with us from Palina Meat Market in Chicago. PalinaMarket.com. They are open, by the way, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, they're having a big event. You can go out there. It's 3501 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. Just near Lincoln and Palina. That's why it's the Palina Meat Market. Well, originally it was on Palina. That was why it was the Palina Meat Market.
Store started there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now it is 3501 North Lincoln Avenue. Again, Saturday or Sunday. And Sunday 9 just to 2, in case you forget stuff. They're normally closed on Sunday, so it's a very rare thing. Now, on Saturday, they're doing a battle of the sauces for barbecue sauces with Smoke Daddy and Old Arthur's and Pig Chaser, Lily Q's and Jersey Mary. I've already cast my vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you haven't tasted any of them except for one.
Right?
But you already feel strongly enough in that direction.
Well, we want everybody to come down, try them all, and cast their vote.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come down and cast the vote.
Why would they waste their time when it's already won?
How do you taste them? What are you going to be dipping in them in order to taste?
We're going to be having pulled pork out there.
Okay, and you pour a little bit on each.
And we'll give you a little do a little cup or nice. Dip it in something.
Yeah, and then you all get right. the little fork and you put it in there.
You put it in,
man,
yeah.
It's the best. Oh, that's the
let's,
best.
Let's
and then when you cast your vote, the winner, we're going to do a donation to charity of their choice.
Awesome.
And
all right, we
feature
want,
their sauce next
We want
month.
To talk grilling tips here because right. even though, I'm mostly a vegetarian, I eat fish, I do grill for all my right. whole family. And I'm always okay. interested about what creates the best flavor. One of the things I'm noticing a trend in restaurants here, some of the top chefs even, like Rick Bayless and Grant Achatz, they're doing open fire. They do fire, no gas. I've always cooked with a gas grill. Then you get charcoal. You get all kinds of things that influence the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is a good tip for us?
Well, as far as flavor goes, I've always been a charcoal guy. But you really want to taste the meat. You don't want to overpower it with the heat. You know, you don't want to overpower it with too much either cherry wood or apple wood or mm-hmm. any of that. You want to just give it a hint of that. So the best way to do it is you want to get the flame very hot, put the steak directly over the heat. You're going to sear the one side of the steak, turn it over. It'll probably take 2-3 minutes. Turn it over, sear the other side of the steak. Then you're going to move it away from the direct heat. Depending on how thick the steak is, you want to let it go maybe another 4 to 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Internal temperature of 130 for medium rare. You're going to pull it off the grill and let it rest.
Because it still cooks
it's
well.
Still going to be cooking a little bit, correct. Yeah. But the resting is very important. You want the juices to get back into the muscle. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's going to be
you
tender.
You put any butter on it? Or what do you?
Some people do a seasoned butter. You can do a garlic butter. You can do a any kind of parsley butter or a paprika butter.
Mm. That sounds great.
Hey, so now I've just fallen into love with the idea of this steak. What do you cover on indirect heat, or do you keep the grill top open?
No. Well, when I'm grilling, I leave it open.
Okay.
Because that air will get to your flame, especially if you're doing charcoal or wood.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep it hot enough. You know, as you turn it, when you close it, you're stopping the oxygen to get to the flame. And it's slowly putting the flame out.
But what about gas, though?
Gas, I still would leave it open.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Okay. Because I don't know. And it's an excellent tip, by the way, not using too much of the mesquite or the cherry wood or those. Because they sell those in separate bags
yes.
now for people. And
yes.
You soak them in water and you put them in.
Right.
And that can influence, mm-hmm. to your point, the taste that you don't want to do that.
I'm a firm believer in salt, pepper, garlic. Done.
I like that. Simple,
right.
When you have a good cut of meat, it
takes
all...
the meat.
Do you use garlic salt, or do you use garlic, like dried garlic, or do you like fresh garlic?
Either way, I normally use like a powdered garlic
mm-hmm.
or a garlic yeah. salt, but a lot of people like to take the fresh garlic, have it peeled, and literally rub that on the steak. It'll pick up the garlic flavor.
Yeah,
just
right?
rubbing it on,
rub it, rub
it in
that
olive oil
little,
or
yeah,
any, no,
yeah,
just
rub that on the steak. It'll pick up the flavor. Absolutely,
great. I'm trying that.
I'm not opposed to some a little bit of olive oil too, just to keep mm-hmm. it. You know, as you're searing it, to get a little bit of that in.
That helps give you a nicer crust on the outside,
yeah.
which is always right. always good.
Yeah, so you want a little crust, or if you want to go butter, there's another little trick here. It's the butter and olive oil.
Together.
Yeah, because it gets it takes
the flavor.
It cuts the calories by approximately 2 calories for the entire steak.
And you yeah. lather that on there. It's perfect.
And they add up. We all know that.
Yes, that's right. Everything you do, it just is what it is. And then you get the salt and you get the pepper on it, and then boom, and then you do it. And then I do a little pepper finish
mm-hmm.
at the end to get it so that you get the pepper on top of the crust, too.
Mm.
So, also,
very good.
I don't know. That's, how it goes. It doesn't always work out. The way I want it to.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, but it seems right, doesn't
yeah.
it? Sound,
sounds
yeah,
great.
Exactly.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. The Meatheads, PalinaMarket.com.
Right.
The greatest butcher shop in all of the Americas, from the North Pole down to the bottom of Chile.
And you've investigated them all, or
yeah,
is it sort of like your sauce pick?
So, everybody come down Saturday, 3501 North Lincoln, one block south of Addison on Lincoln Avenue.
All right.
Awesome.
And that's Saturday from 9 to 5. 9 to 5.
Taste the sauces.
9 to 5 Saturday.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
Andy.
Very much. Appreciate it. All right. Coming up in 2 minutes, Judy Pylak, WGN News.